When the worst happens, generosity has some of its best days. That's our most valuable person on the planet story in just a second. But first, tomorrow night, John, where are you and I going to be?
We are going to be at the Beverly Arts Center doing some auction stuff and introducing some people for their big gala.
Okay.
So
That's tomorrow night at what time?
You know, I think cocktails are like it's 5:30 or 6 or something.
Yeah.
We're not going to get there until about 7:45. So if you're just coming to see us, don't come.
Yeah, that seems right, actually.
Right.
So we'll be there to do the auction and plug a show we're doing later in the year.
Yes, we will be there in September. A Cochran show there in September.
Oh, is that an official announcement?
Yeah, those tickets on sale, yeah?
No, because we haven't set the date.
So we haven't announced it yet.
So we haven't announced it, so it's not that official. But
can we get
happen.
That done by tomorrow so when
sure.
we announce it, people can actually buy tickets?
Yes.
And they'll actually rush to the lobby to
yes.
buy tickets as
That's
soon as
perfect.
We bring it up from stage.
Oh, you guys
perfect.
Are going to do the BAC's annual fundraiser, the Mad Hatter Affair.
That's what we're doing?
That's what you're doing, yeah.
I'm talking so, BAC. That's what
Saturday, March 30th, 7 to 11 p.m.
Yep.
You can get tickets right there at the website. So Beverly Arts Center.
BAC, the Broadcast Advertisers of Chicago?
No, thing? Beverly Arts Center.
Oh, okay.
Mad Hatter. What do you guys
just wondered if Larry
them?
Wirt would be showing up.
Are you coming in costume? Mad Hatter? It's a theme?
Totally.
It's 100% costume.
Yeah, absolutely. You should see the size of my mad hat. It's unbelievable. So that's tomorrow night. You will be there?
I am going to be there. Yeah.
yeah.
It's in Beverly, and a ton of people in the neighborhood are supporting it, so it's great.
Cool. All right, let's go to Kareem Abdul, our most valuable person on the planet. Good morning, Mr. Abdul.
Good morning.
I love your story. Mr. Abdul provided free pizza to those affected by flooding in Nebraska from his old Chicago restaurant, even though you lost your own home as well.
That's true.
Incredibly generous of you. The restaurant survived?
Yeah, the restaurant is in Papillion, so that area was not affected at all.
All right, so Old Chicago in Nebraska. I guess I didn't know there was an Old Chicago there. How long has it been up?
It's been here for 10 years.
And do you have a lot of Chicago folks who come by or people that just appreciate the Chicago menu?
Oh, they do. A lot of people come by over here, and ironically, there is Old Chicago has nothing to do with Chicago city at all. It was formed in Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. in 1976.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an Old Chicago in Peoria. Is there one in Chicago itself? Do we have an Old Chicago?
Well,
Chicago?
I've been to the one. There's one in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I was there not long ago.
Yeah, and the one I've been to in Peoria, they've got Chicago stuff on the menu.
Yeah, there are two in Lincoln, Nebraska.
So how is business, by the way?
Pretty good. So far, so good.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that. You know, in the middle of losing your own home, what caused you to think, well, I got to take care of other people?
Well, there are a lot of people who were affected by what happened, definitely in two communities down in Old Town Bellevue and surrounding cities as well. The most encouraging thing was that how can we make an impact in people's lives by providing them hot food, because most people are living in the shelters and other places. So that was the biggest piece behind it, to provide them hot meal on a cold rainy day,
sure,
to take their thought process out of what they've been going through at that time, to just to change their mind and change their mentality at that moment.
What about you and your family? What's going to go on with you guys and happen to you guys?
Well, we are still. So yesterday we got access to our property. We are still living in a hotel, but that life moves on. And we're going to see how we're going to progress. I mean, how we're going to proceed from here.
Staying busy help?
Yep. Staying busy, working and helping community does help big time. It keeps the thought process away, you know.
Sure.
Kareem, when you and your staff decided to do the free pizzas, you made hundreds. Is that correct?
No, we made 700 some odd pizza. We served 700
pizza,
some odd
man.
Pizzas.
That's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza. And yeah. you said when the residents were in the restaurant eating, there were people were laughing. They were kind of enjoying the community and the camaraderie. Like, it had to make you feel so good.
Yeah, that is the moment that we live in. You know, I mean, at that time, the people who came to eat, definitely they had those grief and They were upset to begin with, sure. No doubt about that, because they lost their livelihood completely. So at that moment, that particular moment, 10, 15, 30 minutes they were there for, they were definitely laughing and smiling and not talking about what's going on. They were talking about that particular moment at that time.
You have kids?
Yeah, I have 3 kids.
How old are they?
So they are 14 almost, 12 and 7.
What a great lesson to give to your kids by doing this.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
You're a good man, Kareem.
Oh, I appreciate it. Try to be.
Thank you for doing this. Should we send him a Lou Malnati's pizza? I mean, the guy's got access to pizza, you know what I mean?
I think he should send us a pizza.
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's right.
You haven't done enough. Make us a pizza.
Yeah, no.
Kareem, hold on. We have something for you, but we mostly just wanted to tell your story. Hold on, if you would, please. How about that guy?